Have you ever felt a phantom touch brush you as you walk under a tree? What is a water god's favorite vegetable? Did a 1,000-year-old boulder unleash a powerful demon? Today we test the believability of Japanese yokai.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
Yes, here we are. We're back again. I feel like it hasn't been that long, but it's been a minute since we've done something in Japan.
I've been home this week, so this week has been off in every way possible. So it hasn't felt longer or shorter. It's just felt different. Getting work done that you want to get done from 7:30 in the morning to 9 hits differently.
Yeah, that was my summer.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
It was a good time. But anyway, so you don't know what a yokai is? I'm shocked by that, actually.
I saw it listed in Wikipedia when I was very diligently searching the yurei for the Suicide Forest episode.
And a yurei is a type of yokai, yes?
Is it?
I'm going to go on a limb here and say yes.
The last time that we in-depth discussed Suicide Forest was either January or December of 2021.
That's true.
It's been a minute.
We talked about
going there.
Tsuchiyona and the other guy.
Akemanto,
yes. Which are also both types of yokai.
Okay, some of them you just need candy, some of them you need toilet paper.
Well, a yokai is a strange Japanese folklore. And they've been categorized into many, many things in English, from like a demon to a spirit to a monster. But they are more unique than just those things. And they can be either like tangible or they cannot be. They can be good. They cannot be. They can be bad.
They cannot be.
They cannot be. They could have really bad intentions. They can have good intentions. I feel like I'm going in circles, but
they're on one side, but they're also on the other side. Do they battle? Do the two sides battle each other? Like the constant good versus evil in Japan?
I didn't see that, but no, I didn't see if they actually fight each other.
Are they only in Japan? Like, do they not have their passport?
That's a question I want to ask you at the end of this.
Oh, I don't know. And unless you teach me, I'm not going to know. But I'll give my opinion. I'm good at that.
They can also be scary as
Yeah?
Yeah. Or they can be not very scary at all.
Based on... or not. They can be really, really scary or not. They can be believable.
Or not.
Yeah. Listen, based on my experience with Japanese horror movies and video games, I 100% believe you that they could be terrifying.
They're distinctly Japanese, though.
I've played Japanese games.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you have.
I've watched Japanese movies.
A yokai is a distinctly Japanese thing.
Oh, okay. So that was just a comment in itself.
Yes.
I thought you were coming at me like you're watching the Americanized
version. You would never see a Japanese movie.
I've seen Godzilla, bro.
That's a kaiju. That's not a yokai.
I was just about to say if Godzilla was a yokai.
No, Godzilla is a kaiju, which is a giant monster. You ever see Pacific Rim?
No.
What?
I'm not going to tell you what I used to call it.
Oh, I think I know. But no, those are kaijus or giant monsters. So Godzilla's a kaiju.
Do you remember in the 1998 one where the guy doesn't know what to say and they put a lighter and they put a flame in front of his face and he says Godzilla? Like the lighter somehow focusing on this flame was like, oh yeah, that was totally Godzilla.
No, I don't remember.
That's
that.
The same
I remember as, the fish line.
That's a lot of fish. That's Matthew Broderick. Fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is a yokai? It's hard to be specific. They're kind of everything. They can be physical or not.
Oh my god.
But they are supernatural.
Or not?
No.
They are supernatural, okay.
So there's a bit of a history to go through. A little bit. I know I've mentioned this before, but have you heard the History of Japan video? I think I put a clip into one.
You did put a clip. I don't think it was Suicide Forest, was it?
It might have been.
I know what you're talking about. I'm pretty sure you did put a clip in one of our episodes.
Because it talks about the history of Japan. It's a great video. Just gonna throw that out there again. But Japan traditionally comes from absorbing cultures that come to it, along with its own, it's got its own rich history with Shintoism. And it's documented back to the 8th century with their creation of myths and gods and demons. And in ancient Japan, they believed that spirits didn't have a form until artists started to come along and they put these forms onto paper and they started to draw out what these things could be. Because yokai is... I hate to do this. But you know Pocahontas, where she's like, everything has a spirit.
Yeah.
Kind of the same idea with yokai.
Okay.
Everything has a spirit, including man-made things. So during the Edo period...
Does that mean it's like humans play God? Because it'd be stuff that wouldn't originally have a spirit. Or like, when you make something out of multiple materials, does that mean you're mixing spirits?
I think you're thinking a little too hard about it. You set
this up, and I have to think about it and discuss it. Well, you know what? Actually, right now, I don't. We save that for the discussion.
You're right. Well, we're going to get into a specific yokai where you could absolutely question that idea, okay, like where it comes from. During the Edo period, a period of where a lot of art was being made in Japan specifically, is where a lot of these yokai stories became popular. But during the Meiji era, it's when all these like stories like died down, and then after World War II, they exploded back into popularity. And that's why they're very popular right now. That's why they're kind of into the Japanese canon. Like, everyone knows about yokai.
Okay.
So, a mushboosh of history. Not a lot.
No, I would say that's just the right amount. I think in culinary terms, they say a pinch.
A mushboosh is a culinary term.
Yeah, I'm saying pinch. Pinch is a culinary term. You might think it's just like, you know, grab some salt, but a pinch is measurable, depending on your thumb and pointer finger.
Or your grandma.
Your grandma. Pinch is the whole thing then, right? You just dump it in there.
Yeah.
Flavor.
Yeah, a pinch.
Is there a pinch of supernatural in the yokai? Is the yokai, is that we're saying?
There's more than a pinch.
Well, it depends on whose grandma's making the yokai.
There's a fistful of supernatural in yokai. So I've got a bunch of different yokai that I want to talk about. Some of them are super silly, and some of them are near godlike. So the first one I've got is a Bassan. And a Bassan is a yokai, maybe one of my favorites. It is essentially a giant rooster. It is a rooster the size of a large turkey. They're found in the mountains in the forest of the island of Shikotu, and they are uniquely colored. They are blue and on their back, and on their stomachs are reddish, and they have a bright red like comb on top.
Sounds like Captain America chicken.
A little bit, yeah. But they have this unique thing where they're constantly breathing fire.
Oh!
Do you recognize this yokai?
It literally sounds like Good Mythical Morning. Because it has the rooster that's shooting fire, which then says Good Mythical... I have that shirt.
Absolutely.
And do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, yeah.
With their design?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's that?
I don't know how much of they are into Japanese culture.
Well, they probably hired someone to create that.
That said, I'm going to go real old school Japanese with it?
Yeah, maybe.
That could be. I think it's very interesting.
Well, it's good mythical, so they're going with, you know, mythical beasts.
Maybe, that could be it.
Let's just promote Red out the wazoo.
They need it, right?
No, but that's exactly what I pictured. It's just, their old intro is the chicken thing, and they just shoot up fire, and I was like, that's strange, and totally. Now I know. It's a yokai.
Could be. So they're said to live in abandoned bamboo groves, and they're entirely nocturnal, like you. They eat charcoal, wood, embers, and dirt. And when they're spooked, they flap their wings viciously. And people say they have seen them disappear into thin air.
Ooh, I think I would probably breathe fire with indigestion if I was eating dirt. And
here's the thing about the fire, though. I saw it in a couple places. They say that this fire is purely an illusion. Like, it doesn't burn anything. It's not hot. It's just an illusion, which I think is interesting.
So how long until we throw an alien theory out there?
I don't think aliens are going to come in here.
It's not a hologram fire.
Although, maybe we could talk about ancient aliens.
There you go.
But that is the Bassan.
Who tested that the fire isn't real? There's one guy that just ran out in front of it, ready to get cooked. I'm going to make you fried chicken. But they ran through the fire and they were fine.
Here's what it is. I think it was observation. They saw that nothing around it was catching on fire.
Hmm. It's a shame that that's what the diet is, because they're kind of built to consistently cook and grill their food.
It's true.
Everything. They don't eat, what did you say they eat?
Charred wood.
They eat flame broiled.
What? Yes. Are you trying to get back to the, Have it your way.
Have it your way. Yes.
Okay, I see. You made the connection.
No, but they got like the flame. When you say flame broiled, I mean, you already did. You instantly went to Burger King. That's good marketing.
The next yokai is Akatiko. And this is a small spirit. Actually, hold up your hand. It's pretty small. It's about the size of your hand. And it's that size. It's a hand.
Okay.
It is literally a hand. It's a red hand, just like the song from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. It's a red right hand.
So they are the size of a hand, or they are a hand?
The band? The yokai is a hand.
Literally, it's a hand.
Yes. It is a red hand.
Wow.
Except it's attached to a thin, almost like ligament thing. It's kind of like a, like if the hand is the head, the rest of it's like a stink body.
Hmm.
It uses this ligament thing to dangle down from branches of a tree and graze people as they walk underneath it.
Just to mess with them.
Yes. That's a lot of yokai, is to just mess with people. That's kind of their MO.
They just want to grab your guitar so they can finger pick.
Feels good. It would just be the open chords. I can't play the other.
You need two of them to properly perform.
Yeah.
That's why bands, man. No solo artist, yokai. Just bands.
Actually, that'd be a really good name for a solo artist, would be yokai. There are also stories about these hands that extend beyond the hand. And by that, I mean, there's people claiming they see a 17-18-year-old girl wearing a type of kimono standing underneath a tree. And she stands underneath this tree. It's supposed to be a sign that there is an Akatiko above it. And if you catch eyes with this girl, you stare her in the eyes, you're supposed to come down with a dangerously high fever.
Oh.
So, not really sure about the connection there, if it's a separate yokai or if it's an embodiment of that yokai, but there is something there, you know? Like, maybe it's the same thing, maybe it's separate, but it's not always one or the other either.
It's interesting now, too, in, like, the chicken one has a fire, but it might not really be there. And then this hand thing can sometimes have this girl there who might not really be there.
Yeah, illusion is big with yokai. The next one is a Daitengu. Not all yokai are so menial as to breathe fire, be a fire-breathing chicken.
One could only be so lucky.
One could be so small. A Daitengu is so revered, it's considered nearly a god in Shintoism. It's really powerful. They're fierce and intelligent, and they are said to live on the mountains and can be seen meditating underneath waterfalls. They appear in the shape of large older men, and they're dressed in robes of monks. They have pure red faces with large phallic noses. And they are a type of tengu, because a tengu is a type of yokai, but these are more powerful tengus. These are like boss tengus.
You said they're revered?
Yeah, they can be revered as gods in Shintoism.
So, like, what do you want to do with this? Like, it almost, like, I was like, it's like Pokemon, you want to catch it. But, like, what, like, do you want to speak to it? Or is it just like, oh my god, I can't believe I saw one? Like, what is for us?
That's a good question. You might catch one. You might catch one out. You don't want to see it, probably, because they're really powerful. They're not mean. They're not malicious. Also really wise, but you wouldn't want to, like, you would want to mess with it in any way. Like, if you see it, that's cool, let it be. If you're out and about, but, like, if you see it, run away, essentially. Does that make sense?
If you see a man chilling in a robe behind a waterfall, let him be.
Exactly. And they can be so powerful and dangerous, they are sometimes blamed for natural disasters. So that's how strong they might be. So they might be blamed for an earthquake or a tsunami. They're, like I said, they're near godlike. So the next one, the next one might be the silliest one of them all. Actually, this one inspired this episode, because I want to tell you, but is a Shirumi.
Okay.
Shirumi. And I said the Baosan was my favorite.
The chicken.
I lied. This one's definitely my favorite.
Okay.
It's not good and it's not evil. It's neutral. It's living its best life. So imagine this. I'm going to set the stage.
Yes.
Imagine this. You're walking down a dark city street.
Mm.
It's late enough where the streetlights are on and not many people are nearby. From a distance, you see a man, but is he wearing a kimono? Whatever, you're just trying to get home. As you get close, you see that this man has slipped into an alley. Did you make eye contact? How could you? You could swear that he didn't have any eyes. You're about to pass the point where he went into the alley when he pops out on his hands and feet, but he's facing backwards. The only thing you can see is a light radiating out of his ass and a giant eyeball blinking at you and somehow laughing. He runs away on his hands and feet into the night.
Either you told me about this one or I did see this one when I was searching the array.
Alex sent us this
one. Oh, that's where shout out Ghost Type Ghost.
Yeah. He's like, where's the episode on this guy?
Oh my god.
It is here. This is this guy. He's a yokai. He's not neutral, he just wants to have a good time.
You know what he can't do?
What's that?
And this is a very real thing that I'm about to tell you. There, and if any of our listeners do this, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just explaining the process of what's happening. There are people that go outside and they pull their pants down and they lay down. Well, I would assume there's probably multiple positions. I haven't done it, so I haven't perfected any. I'm just going with what I would think would be the easiest. You lay on your back and you hold your legs. And that way, not only your butt, but like, you know, the hole gets direct sunlight for about 5 minutes. You know, you don't want to get sunburned there.
Yeah, you would have to wear sunglasses.
That's what I'm saying. This, you jumped ahead a little.
But
this guy would not be able to do this.
Only with sunglasses.
Only with sunglasses and like SPF 50 on his eyeballs. Or eyeball.
The weirdest thing about him to me is that there's no other facial, like, he doesn't have a face. Like, there's no nose, no eyes, no mouth, no ears.
I have a theory why that might be.
What's that?
Well, because it's not real. But
goddamn.
Where does it lay waste?
That's
the most appropriate way I can say that.
It could have been out of its mouth.
That's disgusting. I would probably want
to. I'm the monster.
If it's midnight and there's people walking around and I'm this beast and I know in the next 3 to 4 hours I'm going to be shitting out of my mouth, I probably would mess with people too. It's like, I'm sorry I freaked you out, but this is the only enjoyment I'm going to get until my next shit out of my mouth. Have a good day.
He's an interesting little yokai though.
No, he's entertaining. It's very funny. I would actually be, out of everyone we've mentioned so far, this would be the one that would scare me the most.
Really? Not even the Daitango? That would scare me.
The bald monk guy in robes behind
him. He's got a red face.
That's like Darth Maulish.
Yeah.
How often are you around waterfalls? This is like Jaws. Like, Jaws is only scary when you're in the ocean.
Yeah.
So, this guy is only scary when you're by waterfalls, which is the perfect end to a hike.
I see the logic.
You're a little bit robbed when you finish a hike and there's no waterfall.
There's no waterfall?
I've been on some good hikes, but if you finish it and there's no sight to see, it's never going to be top tier.
That's true.
So, my recommendation, if he freaks you out, would be to be avoid waterfalls. Where this thing is, man, like, it would, like, it has almost Resident Evil boss. Like, they all eyes pop up anywhere and everywhere if you're a Resident Evil boss.
Have you seen a picture of this guy?
No.
You want to?
Yes.
Okay, let's pause it.
All right. Listen, guys, I know it's been a minute since I've talked about trying to get to 8% body fat, but that deadline is coming up.
I've been hitting the gym, too, and trying to get in better shape as well.
And that is why we've both been trying AG1 Athletic Greens.
I started taking AG1 because with my other, quote, protein powders, I wasn't seeing results.
Exactly. But with a single scoop of AG1, you're getting 75 high-quality minerals, vitamins, whole food-sourced superfoods, and probiotics.
Well, that's fine, but let's talk about the real selling point. It actually tastes good and isn't all grating like some of the other protein powders.
My suggestion? Just add it to your routine, right? Like, you wake up, start listening to that new Believing the Bizarre episode while you're making your AG1, and before we even start diving into the topic, You've consumed a shake that has less than 1 gram of sugar, supports mental clarity and alertness without any nasty chemicals.
So essentially, it's like a life hack. And don't just take our word for it. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. And on top of all that, for every purchase, Athletic Greens donates to organizations that help get nutritious food to kids in need, like No Kid Hungry.
Skip the supplements and the dozens of various pills. You can reclaim your health and arm your immune system with daily nutrition. All it takes is just one scoop of AG1 and a cup of water every day. That's it.
Still on the fence? To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase.
That's right. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/emerging.
Again, that is athleticgreens.com/emerging to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
So that's disturbing.
Yeah, no, I can be, but I think he's just silly.
You wouldn't be freaked out seeing that?
I don't know. Probably, yes.
You would.
Yeah, he just does it for the lulz. He's just doing it for the lulz. That's his greatest joy. But let's move on to our next yokai. This one is called the Kasa Obaki, or the Kasa Koza, which translates roughly to Paper Umbrella Priest Boy. This is like a really famous yokai. Like, if you search yokai, this one might pop up. It's a paper umbrella that has an eye in the middle of it with a big mouth and a long blue or red tongue that comes out of it. Sometimes arms, sometimes not. And it bounces on one leg that can be in traditional sandals. Sandal. It's a lot to think about.
It's a little hard to picture.
You want to see a picture of it?
Yeah. Yeah. Strange.
Yeah, it's weird. So this is the one I was talking about. I was like, maybe you can make an argument, like, are you combining spirits at this point?
Hmm.
Maybe. I don't know.
There's, like, one listener that has a trip to Japan booked for, like, next weekend, and they're just like, yo, am I just gonna run into all these people?
I hope they go, and they run into at least one yokai.
Could you imagine if that was the norm? Like, everyone you've talked about so far is just like, it's as common as seeing like a squirrel on the side of the road. You know, like, what if that was just everyday life? Like, you're just walking around Tokyo and, oh, there's the butt mouth guy. the eye butt.
I forgot I didn't write it down, but his name literally translates to butt eye.
It makes sense. At least it makes sense.
Pretty on the nose.
But like this one, or the rooster, I actually would like the rooster chicken one. I think that as of right now is my favorite, but like, be crazy if that was just like normal, like just a part of everyday life seeing these things.
Yeah, that would be, that would just prove that Japan is a magical land. So this guy, his special thing that he likes to do is he likes to sneak up behind people and he likes to use that giant tongue and lick them with a giant oily, like,
That dude had to hate COVID.
Yeah.
He's got a mask on his tongue. It's not the same.
No. Very sad. I like that yokai. That's silly. The next one is a Futatsubaki no Ri. So age is really important when it comes to yokai. So anything that reaches a fairly old age can become a yokai. Now that Tsubaki tree reaches an age, they develop their own special yokai called the, I'm not saying it again, Futatsubaki no Ri. And it's a spirit. Its spirit of the tree figures a way to separate from the tree. And it also has magical powers that it can use on humans. This tree specifically, the Tsubaki, is a tree that is evergreen. And they don't lose their fruit all at once. They do this weird thing where they drop all their fruit at the same time. And it's become synonymous with death in Japan. And it's even so synonymous that it's a taboo to bring to somebody at the hospital.
Oh.
So I have this little story about this tree. It's old. It's an old story. But it goes like this. Quote, long ago, in the Yamagata Prefecture, two merchants were walking along a mountain road when they passed a Tsubaki tree. Suddenly, a beautiful young woman appeared on the road beside one of the merchants. She breathed on him, and instantly he transformed into a bee. She then disappeared into the tree, and the bee followed her and landed on a flower. The fragrance of the tree had turned into poison, and as soon as the bee smelled it, he dropped to the ground. The flowers soon fell off the tree too. The other merchant picked up both the bee and the flower and rushed to a nearby temple to save his friend. The priest recited prayers and read the sutras over the bee, but it sadly did not return to life as a former human. Afterwards, the surviving merchant buried the bee and the flower together. End quote.
I was totally going to ask what you think they did with the bee body. So I'm glad to hear they buried it.
They buried it.
Can you just take it? We got a garbage can. We got a garbage can at the front. If you could toss that out.
Do you remember in college when my mouse died?
Yeah, my pet mouse died. Yeah, two of them, right?
I did. The last one that died. I felt very sad about it.
Because Claire had to watch them when we were in New York.
She did. And I was very upset. So my friend Alex, guy who recommended this episode, Ghost Type Ghost, he had an empty mac and cheese box. And so we decided to use that as a casket for this mouse. And as we walked to the dumpster, he turned and said, "I hope my casket is a mac and cheese box." That made me laugh through my tears.
I like that.
Yeah.
I just told us the story and it's my mind is like drawing a blank. I can't remember who I told it to. But my sister used to have turtles and I used to have algae eater.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And did I say this on the podcast?
No, I know what you're talking about, algae eater, though. I got you.
The fish.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is perfect. The algae eater are gonna keep my sister's turtle tank clean. And for like a week it was dope and it worked. But then I didn't think about it that the turtles might want to eat the fish.
Oh no.
So they ate one of the algae eaters and the other one was like just dead floating.
Oh god.
And I'm a very sentimental person and I didn't know what to do. So I took an old jewelry box and I took the fish. But I was so young, I didn't know like burying like whole. I just thought, you know, like anything outside is good enough. So literally in like my family's mulch bed, I took this jewelry box with a dead fish. Just like lightly pulled back the mulch. And I put the jewelry box with the fish in and just covered it up. And I was like, yeah, it's buried.
Very sentimental.
I bet next season my dad probably found it. He's like, the hell is this? Probably. Fertilizer.
He's like, did you lose your jewelry box?
Yeah, but that's nice that
they buried together. Yeah, I don't know if it's nice that they were buried together, but she killed him. Let's move on to our next yokai. Maybe this one's very cool. Very interesting. I'd say intriguing. No, definitely cool.
Okay.
This one is called a kappa. Have you heard of the kappa before?
I've heard of kappa.
Copper.
The kappa.
Oh my god. No, kappa.
Yeah, the kappa.
Oh my god. So the kappa translates to...
That's how people in Boston say the
cops. Yeah. Is it?
It's the kappa.
I've never been to Boston, so I'm going to have to take your word on that.
You've never heard copper?
No.
I think it's the copper?
Yeah, I got
they're Boston.
I got the bit. It translates to river child and is a creature that are what? They're creatures that are kind of like reptilian humanoids. They aren't much bigger than a 10 or 12 year old and are usually depicted as having black hair with either blue, red, or green scales. They have webbed hands and feet and have a turtle shell on their back. They also have a turtle-like beak instead of a mouth and are, quote, and this is a quote, have three anuses that allow them to pass three times as much gas as a human, end quote.
Perfect.
They are three times stronger than a human as well. They're most active in warmer months. Kappas are smart and they're great friends and they even become friends with humans as well as other yokai. Kappa are stubborn, but they never break a promise. So they also have really the most defining feature of the kappa is they have an indentation or a dish on top of their head.
A dish.
And because they live in the water, basically, when they go on land, which they're really sluggish on land anyway, they're not good
reptiles,
in land.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they go on land and that dish becomes empty, there's no more water in it, they die.
Dang. I feel like there's something about like keep your glass half full. There's some type of like
or the kappa dies.
Honestly, I'm trying to find the message in each one of these stories. Like it feels they feel like there should be a lesson.
There should
now some
be.
Of them like I butt feels more like somebody just messing around. But I like that these things are friends with humans.
They can be, yeah.
Like, hey, do you need anyone to do any strong turtley shit?
But if you cross a kappa and you're somehow also in a river, you're donezo.
Are they going to smash you?
They will destroy you.
Like, kill or eat?
Kill.
Okay.
Not even eat.
This is my river. They turn into snapping kappas.
Yes. But if you do cross it and you're on land, you could probably, like, knock it over and run.
Yeah.
Be okay. They are revered, also like the Daitengu, they're revered as gods in Shintoism. They are seen, not uncommonly, cucumbers along rivers to appease the kappas.
They like their cucumbers?
They do. They eat cucumbers.
How do they feel about Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay?
What? What?
Because they're Boston.
Oh my god, I was very confused. I guess they didn't like it then.
Yeah.
Can you imagine all the kappas in the world are just like... Now they got
Mac and Cheese Jones. Going back to your store.
Yes, I see. But that is the kappa. You want to see a picture of them really quick? Yeah. The next yokai is the Nimenju. And this is another type of tree yokai. However, instead of a spirit of a woman, this tree is just a tree, but its fruits are that of human faces. And the human faces, thankfully, do not talk.
Yes, this is... I'm freaked out.
But they do, they blink at you, they look at you, and they smile and laugh.
No.
And for some reason, you laugh at these human faces, they laugh back at you.
Listen, you know how you feel about the Fresno Nightcrawlers?
Yeah, yeah.
My initial reaction is taking a shovel and just smacking these faces down.
That is an episode shirt.
I want to take a shovel and just go to town like they're beehives without any any repercussion for knocking them down.
It's kind of sweet, though. They're just like, ha, ha, ha.
What if that's what they want? What if you knock the head down, and yeah. Once it falls, when yeah. It hits the ground, like, all the roots from the tree come together, and it rises from the ground, and it has a body.
Well, supposedly, if you eat the head fruit, they
who,
are like...
Who? Who?
I don't have his name.
No, anyone. Any name.
They are sweet, apparently. Pick like, a name. Semi-sweet.
Pick a name, and that name is not eating this fruit. Unless you're on some Jeffrey Dahmer shit.
Yeah, so that is the Kenju.
How hungry would you have to be to eat this head fruit that's blinking at you and laughing as you're eating its brain?
I believe in eating all food at least twice, so I'd give it a shot.
What if is it when you eat inside, is it like fruit?
You know, I didn't actually see. I think so. I think it's kind of like an apple inside.
You know what would freak you out if it was like something strange? Like, what is it called? Pomegranate, where it's just like those little red seeds, but that's like the brain.
That is that yokai. Let's move on to the next one. This is Orokurokubai. You might have seen this one before. It's a pretty famous one also. I think it's probably the scariest one. By day, it appears as a woman. She eats, she drinks, she laughs. She's a normal person. But by night is when her curse takes effect, and this is how she became yokai. Her body sleeps, but her head is awake and slithers, does not detach from the body. The neck becomes the body, basically, and it slithers up in the air all around, and it causes mischief by whispering rumors into people's ears while they sleep. They can also eat small animals.
Ugh.
And they also have been seen with a long tongue licking oil out of oil lamps.
Good thing I don't have one of those around to track it.
The next yokai is the Yuma-uba. And the Yuma-uba used to be humans, kind of like the last one, but they became evil. And they live like this hermit's life on the side of roads. And some of them even grow horns and fangs. They build their homes on the roads so that they can attract travelers that are tired for a place to stay, and they offer them food and a place to sleep. And if they take them up on that offer, they turn into their true evil witch form at night, and then kill them.
Yeah. Is there a specific way how they kill them?
I think they just kind of like tear them apart.
Okay, just keep it simple.
Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yes. They like, I have a woman upstairs whose neck is ready to slither around on you.
And that's my last yokai, almost. I have one more. This one's called This one's called a kitsune.
Got Italian there for a second.
This one's called a kitsune. And these are fox spirits that are very important in Japanese myth. They are extremely intelligent, and they have individual names. So, like, their race is kitsune, they have individual names. There are two kind. One is a holy fox, who is a servant of a Shinto god. And two are wild fox spirits that delight in mischief and evil. And these wild foxes are known to sometimes possess people and cause them to act strange. Most kitsune punish corrupt priests, drunks, and greedy people, and they make them see unholy phenomenons, and they're also known to shapeshift. In the small town of Nasu in the Tochigi prefect is a volcanic boulder with some special decorations on it. This boulder was actually called the Killing Stone, and it was said to be toxic if you touched it, because you would die. The reason this boulder is so special is that this stone is said to be home to a powerful nine-tailed kitsune named Tononome, and this kitsune possessed the concubine of the then emperor of the Edo period Japan and attempted to assassinate him. It's said that a warrior stopped the spirit and killed it and put it in the Killing Stone to bind it, and it was bound with a rope and a magic spell. On March 5th of 2022, this rock was found split open.
Oh, I remember hearing about this.
Mm-hmm. And it was said shortly after this, the spirit of the nine-tailed fox was seen in the area by multiple people. So, that kitsune spirit is loose. Tyler, would you like to talk about in the discussion? Now is the point in the show where I'd like to stop and thank all the people that have joined our Patreon as of the recording of this episode. Katie, Desi, Slaughterhoss, and Skylar. Thank you all very much. I'm so glad you're here with us. And Tyler, why don't you tell good old Slaughterhoss what they can get?
Slaughterhouse.
What they have access to.
Here is what you have access to. I don't actually know what tier you are, but I'm going to give you an overview so you can bounce around tiers with what you would like. We have quizzes. We have fun segments, Do You Believe the Bizarre, where we try and guess which paranormal stories are real, which ones are fake, made up by producer Ben. We do interviews. Theatrical readings are going to be making their way back. We do Google Hangouts, where we literally just hang out and chill and talk with y'all for about an hour. We watch movies together on Netflix and chat about it. If you're in our top tier, two things. One, every month we hold a fun giveaway. We've done beach towels. We've done episode series design shirts. A lot of cool stuff. Also, you get a free t-shirt by just being a dedicated tier member on our Patreon. Just by being in that group for a couple months, you get a free t-shirt that you can't buy. You literally only get it by being a member of the Patreon. And also, our awesome intro music and our outro music you will be given. You can use it as your ringtone or whatever you would like. And also, we have cool wallpapers. Tons of fun stuff. It's a great community. So if you're liking the podcast and you want a little bit more, Patreon is the place to be.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thank you for the overview.
But yeah,
let's get back to the episode. So let's talk about definitely some of my favorite spirits, yokai. Isn't that just fun to say, the yokai?
I keep thinking I'm going to sing it wrong. I don't know why. It's not that hard. Yokai.
Yokai. That's all it is.
Yokai.
Yokai.
I think I want to say yolk, like egg.
So let's talk about them. Like, I know they range from seriously powerful, almost godlike beings, maybe godlike beings, to a man with an eye in his butt. So what do you think is the least believable thing about them?
That there's no encounters.
That's true. I did not have any recent encounters with these. These are, I feel like you're right. I feel like they're more like cautionary tales, right?
Are they though?
I don't know. Maybe not. They might just be fun things to talk about.
Yeah. See, I was thinking that they might be cautionary tales, or there might be like a lesson built into it, like the scorpion, the frog, something like that. But, you know, listening to some of them is kind of like, okay, there's no hidden meaning or there's no like life lesson attached to some of these. I think they're creepy. They're fun. They're like good stories. Like when you're around a campfire or, you know, like it's not don't do this or else. It's, I guess, it's just fun stories. But that's like once you said there were no encounters, that was kind of the mindset my head went. It's like, okay, were these stories or characters created to teach someone something? Mm. Or is it just for fun? Because the fact that there's so many of them, and there's like the Japanese culture goes back. I mean,
there are so many more. There's so many more that I had listed as well. There's so many.
And the fact there's no encounter is just kind of like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Although, there are different types of yokai as well. Like, the Yurei is a yokai, and we had encounters of that.
See, that's the problem, is, like, I'll be upfront. I'm not going unbelievable because there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And also, just being completely transparent, I don't feel at liberty to say unbelievable, even if I lean that a little bit, because I'm so far removed from the culture.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
Like, there's a lot more than these last 40 minutes that we could, anyone could deep dive into these more, mm-hmm. and, you know, actually speak to someone from Japan about, you know, how they feel about it and things like that.
Yeah.
Not that, you know, I feel bad because I don't give everybody that benefit of the doubt, or every topic that benefit of the doubt. But in this instance, I mean, if one of these things is real or ever was real, then, because the topic as a whole is the
yokai.
The yokai. So.
But you, okay, so let me just phrase it this way. They mostly consider all spirits, so including ghosts, yokai. So if you believe in ghosts, which you have stated before.
Yeah, but.
You have to give it at least viable.
Oof. I'm going in the confines of the episode, though. I'm
going to
talk about, like, what we talked about.
Okay.
Like, I'll give it that I cannot give it unbelievable because of that. And you're right. Yurei and everything like that. I will say up front, the rooster and the turtle man are my favorite.
I like the kappa as well, yeah.
Kappa and the basson.
Basson.
That may sound like French.
That's pretty French,
It's very French. Basson. But what is it?
Basson.
Basson. Those two are my favorite. But I cannot go higher than skeptical. If there's even if Reddit, if there's not one person out there on Reddit that's like, I saw this eye butt, it freaked me out. There's people drawing it, but there's nobody seeing it.
Come on. I agree. I go skeptical as well. Like, they're great stories. All of them are fantastic stories. Some of them are really, really creepy visuals, like the neck lady.
Yeah, that would be. I mean, a lot of this stuff would be terrifying. Mm-hmm. Even the eye butt guy, like,
to an extent.
A lot of these that. I'm not kidding. That, like, if I see a tree where the fruit are faces and they're blinking, and that, like, that is stuff from nightmares.
I love that.
It is terrifying.
The first time I saw that particular yokai was, I was watching anime when I was, like, in middle school, and that was in an episode of Inuyasha, and I was like, that is so interesting to me. And they've kind of been fascinating to me ever since then.
I'd take a shovel. To those heads.
Yeah.
Put them out of their misery. But the idea of them roots then coming up would actually be really creepy. But can't and won't go unbelievable, but strong skeptical on this one.
Skeptical from both of us. Thank you for listening to the Japanese yokai episode. Like I said, there's so many more than what we talked about. But if you wanted to discuss and have a good time with us about the Japanese yokai, please come to our Twitch this night, this evening.
Right now.
8 p.m. Eastern time.
Maybe not right now.
8 p.m. Eastern time. We will be there on Twitch, and we will talk for a good 30 minutes, maybe 45, this topic.
If there's enough discussion going on.
And there might be some other stuff.
And I always go on a tangent about something.
That's okay. They're fun.
Also, I just want to shout this out now. If you bought one of our episode series shirts July 7th, 8th, 9th, or 10th, send us the screenshot. Those have been shipped out, so keep your eyes peeled. And what I'm referring to is the signed Not Dear Prints. The signed Not Dear Prints and stickers have been shipped out, so keep your eyes peeled on your mailbox, your P.O. box, your doorstep, your apartment. Make sure it doesn't go to your neighbor, because they're not going to give it to you.
Absolutely.
They're not going to give
it to you. Like, oh, wow, this is signed by Tyler and Charlie? Trash.
They just throw it away. They're like, I've always wanted a coaster of a deer that looks menacing.
But real quick, if you also enjoyed this episode and you want to tell us, please leave a review and 5 stars on Apple and 5 stars on Spotify. It helps us, and we appreciate the heck out of you. Oh, man. Oh, man, that's great.
Absolutely. But seriously, everybody, thank you so much for listening. As always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
A podcast as bizarre as you are.
The only thing they break is wind.